We're now recording.
Thank you very much, Ricardo. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 19th of July. We have Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Tijani Benjima, Carlos Aguirre, Krista Papak, Avery Doria, Evan Leibovich, Alan Greenberg. We are currently trying to connect Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Dev Anand Teluk Singh. We have from staff today Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber. Apologies noted from Alex Gakuru, Alain Béranger, Tony Harris, and Rafik Damak. Could I please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes? I'll let people know on Adobe Connect when the additional people join the call. Over to you, Carlton. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this call. Thank you all for coming. We are still on the quest for finalizing the two major outstanding items for our report. First one is the methods and purposes and terms for in-kind services. And then secondly, funding model, funds and process aspects. They are on the agenda items, the bottom left-hand corner of the Adobe Connect room. We would like to remind all of you that if you have outstanding SOIs, you should or need to update them, please do so with a copy to the staff and make sure that they're available. Okay, so we're there. The intent of these last few weeks, as we have agreed, is to get closure on these items, and so we are focusing on them. The first one up is the in-kind services. We have also received a note from Elaine on the list. We have placed it in the note window on the Adobe Connect. Did you say Elaine was on?
No, Elaine is not on the call. Thank you.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, Elaine has placed some additional content in this area. We were expecting to take it up this morning for discussion, but she's not on. We have to defer it. It's there, though, so you can have a look, and if members have particular questions, please prepare them. If Elaine comes, you can ask her of it, or you might respond to the list, or better yet, make your comments on the wiki. We go to the second area, which is the funding and process funding models and so on. Avery is the lead on this one. Avery, do you have anything to add to this area? Any responses?
Avery's just on mute. Star 6 to unmute, Avery.
Sorry, yeah, I was on mute. And I was talking up a storm.
thank you, Avery, but not to worry.
Not at all. I don't know. No, anyway. I took the comments that I got last time about referring to the, you know, giving a reference to the budgets where the numbers were coming from, and so I added that. Mm-hmm. I went through, this is not in the funding model.
Funding, yes, funding model.
No, this is in the other one. This was in the document on how to deal with, you know, how to find the funds to cover the reduction in fees and how to make that work. So that's the other document. I mentioned that one. So I took that one and I updated it. I don't think I had any comments on the other documents, so I didn't do anything to them. Kind of just, that's where I'm at. So, you know, where I've had comments, I've done updates. Where I haven't had comments, I've, you know, sometimes read through and done a little bit of cleanup. But so we're talking about three different things that I have out. I have the funds and foundations, I believe. Is that it?
No, yes.
I have the fee reduction program, self-funding requirement. Is that one of the ones I have? I have like three things out there for comment. Yes, the fee reduction and program self-funding requirement is the one where last time Dev had asked for some reference on the budget.
Source of budget.
Right, so I basically went through and, you know, I had copies of them in my, because every time I managed to find something on the ICANN website, I immediately copy it down to my laptop because I know that it'll take me a couple hours next time I want to find it again. So I found them. I put the references in the document. So if you click on the highlighted blue ICANN budget or the highlighted blue new GTLD budget, it'll take you to what I believe is the latest version of those. And then I did a read-through through it, both through the budget and through them, because it had changed since the last time I had written it or something, so and corrected my figures in a couple places, cleaned it up, and that's that. I don't think I made any changes on the funds and foundations document from last time. I don't think I had any comments last time. And on the document that's hanging out in subgroup one stuff, gaming and review of support applicant, I don't think I made any changes to that one either. So I think that's pretty much what I've done since Friday. Not too much. A couple hours, but not too much. The hardest part was finding documents on the ICANN website.
More than most average. Thank you very much. I mean, showing some, this is exactly what we're, all these small details to just fill out so we have a comprehensive document that people can read from end to end and follow the thread. Thank you very much. Are there any comments for Avery? No comments for Avery. So, can I then ask the question for an affirmative from this group? Based on what you see in this area from Avery, do you not believe that it is exhausted or close to exhausted, the content or the possible issues that we could bring into the final report? And would you say that we have a working consensus on these issues? I have Andrew on the board first, and then Cheryl. Andrew, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Carlton. My apologies. I got stuck in traffic and just arrived, so I guess if you wouldn't mind, also Dev just arrived on the call. Could you catch up a tiny bit? My apologies. I know I know we're late, but before I say that we're in full agreement, I just need to know what we're talking about. Thanks.
We were discussing the area where Avery is leading on, which is the funding model, funds and process aspects. She's made some, based on the last call and suggestions from members, she's made some additions to the documents, and she's reviewed them for us and pointed out where they are. And we are asking if members feel that this is complete, Andrew, so you might have a look at them to see what where she is again. I'm sure she will be able to give us a quick overview later on.
Can I add something?
Yes.
And complete so that I know where there's issues that need to be developed further, but also I'm kind of looking for, and I ask this each time, even though we're talking about them, at what point are these contributions ready to start being phased into a draft of the final document? And as you know, I've got them there in the separate space in their separate little files, as you know, they were personal contributions. So at what point is this group willing to say, yes, we're adopting these things, put them in the draft final document? We still may have things to discuss about them. And I know the model I have is one that I've picked up at the IETF, where I learned so much about how first an individual writes a contribution, then the group sort of says, yes, we're willing to take ownership of it. Yes, you can put it in a you know, working group document, and then once it's in a working group document, it gets beat up on some more. But, you know, so I'm really looking for, is it possible to take these things now and say they're not Avery's contributions anymore, but start importing them into the work, and then, you know, we'll beat up on them some more. Thanks. Sorry, and thank you for allowing me to interrupt.
No, that's all right, Avery. That's exactly what the process is, and that's the question I was putting to the members, whether or not we think that it was time, it was enough to move. In any way, Cheryl, you have your hand up. You have the floor. She might...
Thank you, Carlton, Cheryl Langdon. All for the record, Avery, you took the words right out of my mouth. What I put my hand up for was to say, I think what we're up to is saying, right, these draft text pieces have been in the wikis for a little while. They've responded and reacted to a couple of changes from the teleconferences, but we're well aware that teleconferencing and wiki is not the only way that we need to socialise these amongst the work group members. Isn't it time that a call saying we need to take these words to the next level goes out to the mailing list and give people a clear deadline where they can do exactly what Avery far more eloquently suggested, get them to be owned by the wider group and beat up on some more. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Tijani, your hand is up, sir. You have the floor.
Thank you, Carlton. I would like to say that, especially for the text about the fee reduction and program self-funding requirement, I do agree with everything Avery wrote in this document, especially the rationales that she gave. I think that with the links that she provided, it is now ready to be put in the final document.
Thank you, Tijani. Any other expressions, any other questions for support? I see Sintra has joined the call. Welcome, Sintra. Okay, Tijani is... Thank you. You wanted to say something here, Sintra? Well, can I ask the question again? Tijani has given fulsome support for what is on the wiki as time enough now to put it in the final document, the draft. I'm going to ask the question again. Do you agree, as Tijani does, that the time has come to move the content from the wiki into the draft final document? Cheryl is putting a no to this.
Perhaps I can...
I was about to ask you, Cheryl...
Make my reason for disagreeing... So
clarify, yes.
...a little bit clearer. Thank you, Carlton. Cheryl Langdon, off the record. Tijani, I have also a set of personal opinions that I believe the majority of this text is probably more than acceptable to go straight into the final... draft documentation. I just don't think the process is appropriate to just do that on this call. We have a less than normal number of people on this call. I would suggest that these types of decisions should be socialised through at least two teleconferences, and if not more than two teleconferences, when we meet twice weekly. So my proposal would be that we do take it to the next level with the intention of moving the text once given a call for consensus, if that's the appropriate terminology, and I don't really care what terminology we use, but what I would suggest we do is say to the complete working group, to all those subscribed, that those on the many of those of us on the most recent teleconference and who've taken the opportunity to review these texts since last modified, believe that it is ready or near ready to be put into the to be created, but being created in the near future, final reporting. And as such, we would like everybody to look very closely at the text now and see if there is any edits or additions or omissions that they would like to raise. Now, they may continue to raise those, and that's fine too, as Avery said, but we should say that in the main, the bulk of this text, unless significant objections are found on the list or in comments on the wiki, will be then cleared to become part of the draft documentation for final. So that's my point for disagreement. Not that we should take it from this meeting into final, but we should take it through a process which allows a full development of consensus. Thank you.
Yes, Cheryl, just can I, before I go to Tijani and then Alan, can I just clarify, what I was asking and what Tijani agreed to is that we move this from the wiki into that document, and that document is still going to be subject to another round. But given that we only have 2 weeks to go, this is the mid-step
that
to final.
That doesn't even exist yet.
Well, we're going to start with the MR2 report.
That's fine,
yeah.
But it's not in existence. At the moment, it's an MR2 report. It needs a new page that copies the MR2 report and says, this is now going to be, insert new name, and then start moving things across.
Well, I think we have a little. Anyway, let me go to Tijani. Tijani, you have the floor, sir.
I do agree with Cheryl that the group, the persons who are now on the call, are not the majority or the most of the members of the group. We have to go forward. And I propose that with the agreement today, we ask people on the list to express their views about those texts. We cannot wait forever. We have to go forward.
Yep.
Thank you, Tijani. I was about to point out that the email that started this last round on Sunday, I sent it. I spent a lot of time last week on the weekend going over this report and listening to comments, and sent out an email to say, look, this is going to be the final call. Not the final call, but a call to get consensus, make sure we have consensus. So I think, quite frankly, there's been more than enough notice, but I will be guided by the group. Alan, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I think we have several problems here. I tend to agree with Cheryl as to the process. If we are talking about moving things into the draft final report, number one, we need a definition of what the draft final report is. Is this something which, by definition, things that are in it have already been generally agreed, or is it a template in which we're putting things to test, still to test the final sense of the working group, because people write draft final reports in two different ways. Second of all, we need an outline of that report. If that outline is indeed the milestone report with the preamble changed and a few tenses changed, then that should be done ahead of time before we move things into it. So I really don't care whether we send out an email saying, in capital letters, last call, before we move it out, or even if we moved it in with the understanding that this now comprises the last call for substantive comments on it. But I think we need to be specific so we're not in the mode of continually going back and doing things again. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. It seems to me that we have a disconnect. And, let me tell you what I understand the process to be. We have an argy-bargy about these issues, and they're on the wiki. We get to the point, we want to reduce the argument ratios on these subjects, and once we have gotten them to a manageable level, we make the decision that it is these are fairly thrashed out content that will become are ready to become part of a final report. Then we put it in a thing that is called a draft of the final report. That draft of the final report is going to contain some elements that we have already reached consensus on. Those elements, so far as I know, are in the MR2 report. We agreed that that is the case. So we are going to take this, create a skeleton that will input the elements from the MR2 and these additional items that we have agreed. That's what the drafters are going to do. Once that is done, we have to agree that they must move. Then when we agree, they are moved. And once we have them in that comprehensive document, that document is then placed on a wiki or put to the mailing list and say, here is what the final report draft looks like. Do we all now have consensus? Because when you have these things put together, they might look totally different from what they look like individually. That's what I understand we're trying to achieve. Now, if there's a different, one of the reasons that we sent the email and asked people to look at it again and make comments and so on is to ensure that we have enough basis to say we can now move this content into the draft of the final report. That is not a closed report once it's moved. It's just permission to move. You will have an opportunity again to look at the thing together, all of the content together, that would constitute a final report, and even at that point, make some suggestions about how it looks, what it says, and so on. That is how I envision this thing to work. So I don't think there's any disconnect between what the process is. What we're asking for is, where in the process are we now? And I was supposing that the point in the process we are now is to get consensus that the additional things that we have placed on the wiki for consensus consultation are close enough that they can be transferred from the wiki en bloc into a draft final report. That's where I think we are. So if there's any this differences in that, I'm not seeing it.
Oh,
yes,
Cheryl here, Carlton.
Cheryl,
if I'm getting a little bit reactive, it's sort of moved from the wiki. It's just another space and place in the wiki. That it clone the MR2 and start creating the final report based on the clone skeleton. I'm 100% supportive of it. Tell people that the text from the following linked pages is going to be moved across at a particular point in time unless people object. I'm also for, and getting that done in a timely manner I think is essential.
Thank you, Cheryl. That's precisely what we are proposing. Given the fact that we have two more, this week and next week. Any other comment on this area? Okay, so, oh, Alan, you're up, sir. You have the floor.
Just a very quick one, saying I hope this is the last time that we're going to be spending 15 minutes again on process issues instead of on substance. We have support staff who can do an awful lot of this stuff and who have experience in getting reports out. Let's make sure we use them and task them appropriately and not have
yes.
to discuss
again. Staff is on standby to help us with that. Carla has actually been supportive of this, and she's on standby to lead on this, Alan. She knows exactly what needs to be done. She just needs to get the word. I see Cheryl agrees, so that's a good thing. Thanks. All right. So I think we can agree that we are going to move in a certain way, and we move to the next one. Is Elaine on yet?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Elaine. Welcome. Just to get you started, Elaine, I have asked Carla, and she's kindly placed your additions into the Adobe Connect workspace, where you have identified the additional pieces that you've put in there. And maybe you could take people, take our colleagues through so that we can see if there's any substantive comment. You have the floor.
Thank you. I'm not in Adobe Connect yet, but I'll just go off the email I sent. So I just drafted a little bit of text that I thought would be useful to have in our consideration for our final report, or whatever we're calling it at this point. I went through the transcripts and the emails and looked at discussions that we had about in-kind support, and I tried to capture the thinking that we had around that, what we had agreed upon, and any concerns that were raised. So if you look at, I guess you said that's in Adobe, if you look at what I wrote below the types of support that had been identified, there's some new text that I put out yesterday. I just reiterated that in-kind services was to create a list. Create a list that would match needy applicants with self-identifying providers. I quoted the Kantheim resolution, and I also stated that the list should serve multiple functions. Like we talked about last week, where not only would it identify applicants and providers, but also could be a place to share information like the proposed ITU wiki. So then there's some recommendations from our working group how this list would work, and the terms and conditions would be posted on the list, and there wouldn't be any certification of these providers, and that the one concern that was raised several times was that the new GTLD applicants would be, the services might have to come from northern countries or already developed regions where we're trying to build out in underserved regions. And so there's a suggestion that staff reach out to CCTLD operators and ask them to become involved in providing services so that the needy applicants would be able to have help in their own region. And then just note that the staff wouldn't be committing to finding providers for every single necessary requirement that's stated in the applicant document. That's the summary of it, and happy to hear any thoughts. Thanks.
Thank you, Elaine. Avery, you have your hand up. You're first on the floor.
Okay, yeah, thanks. I actually think it's a really good list. I'm wondering about one thing that might be added to this, and I don't have a clear handle on how much is actually available. but I understand that there are various efforts in creating open source software that helps with various registry services, whether it's front end or back end services. And I'm wondering if one of the bullets can be helping to basically creating a set of pointers, not actually getting involved in doing or verifying or confirming, but basically dragging these things up, finding out what open source software there is for assisting in registry operations, whether front end or back end, and just putting a place up in this website that the staff's going to build to point to those things. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. Elaine, you have a response to that?
Yeah, I think that should be included as part of the communication side of this website, where we could definitely go through and name those registry operators that not only are willing to, provide their services in-house, but have software that's available as open source, such as FRED or COCA or I think I saw another one recently. But, yeah, we could definitely talk amongst yourselves and figure out who those are and help staff with that, or staff could do that too.
Okay, I see Cheryl has actually endorsed what she says, a repository of software options, which is a little bit more than just having a link, but I think that's good. Eric, you have your hand up, sir. You have the floor. Eric, you have your hand up. You have the floor. It's probably muted. Eric, you have the floor.
Eric, you should be unmuted now. Please try and talk. It's Gisela.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
We are hearing you now.
Question for Elaine. I had the impression that COCA had become restricted at some point earlier, perhaps 2 years ago. Is that no longer the case?
No, COCA is available.
Without restriction to GTLD users?
No. It's available to needy applicants.
I'm not sure I understand the difference between it. Thank you.
Well, I will send you a note directly.
Thank you.
Any other comments for Elaine? Anything to add to her list from anyone?
This is Carla Carlton.
Thank you, Carla. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to have a better understanding from Elaine. What does she mean by the translation? Like, the applicant guidebook is only published in English. This is not the case. The applicant guidebook is published in 6 United Nations languages. I think the issue you often see is that the translated versions are posted after the English version is made available for public comment, and that sometimes confuses people to think that there's no other versions. So what exactly is needed here?
Thanks, Carla. Yeah, this list I just cut and pasted from over a year ago, so that does need to be edited. We can just take that one out.
Okay.
Thank you, Carla. Any other comments?
Cheryl here. Can I just ask a question of Carla, as sort of, the most likely person in staff on the call to know the answer to? Do you accept all the applications in only the 6 UN languages, or do all applications need to be in English only, or what?
Hi, this is Carla for the record. So the questions, the test system is in English. The questions are in English, and people will be answering that in English. But we do accept documentation, like supporting documents in other languages. The evaluation services include translating and looking into those. And we're looking into applicant support in multiple languages as well.
Okay.
The test system and the answering of the questions, as well as, the most importantly, the contract, the base agreement that the applicant will have to sign, those are all in English.
So there is
a translation, but, you know, the official legal binding document is in English.
I think that's important that everyone understands and recognizes that at the beginning. I guess there's an opportunity for us to tease out those details in a sort of a more fulsome way for the needy applicants then, because there may be some opportunities or points, more to the point, of potential confusion. For example, if you put things out in six UN languages, I'm wondering, even in your answer then, you said a number of documentation can come back to ICANN in other languages. Now, is that only the six UN languages, or can I send it to you in Uzbekistani? And if that's the case, then we'd need to make sure that my Uzbekistani is going to translate appropriately into something that's going to be robust enough to, get my application through the right hoops. So to some extent, there might be a benefit for it to not come to you in Uzbekistani, but in fact come to you in previously and properly checked translated language into English. I guess there's just an opportunity there that I think you might want to perhaps not work to death, but just make sure the appropriate attention is given to. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Are there any other comments? I think that intervention by Cheryl is very important for us to understand, because it might have an impact on the kind of services that we required up front.
Yeah, this is Carla again, Carlton, for the record. So I'm thinking through the process now. So if you apply, when you apply to the new GTOD program in TAS, then you have the kind of services and language approach that I mentioned before.
Yes.
Because there's an understanding that applicants come from all over the world and, you know, corporate documents, for example, incorporation documents or things like that will be in local
languages.
Yeah, so that is one thing. The second issue is about the applicant support itself. So when and if, or when people apply to have the applicant support evaluation, you know, the piece that says, okay, will this applicant qualify for support, we need to be careful that that piece is also supportive of other languages. Is this a correct assumption? Because this applicant would apply before the new GTOD program. This applicant, the needy applicant, also will need to have a kind of a guidebook for this, you know, grant. I'm going to call grant or in-kind, you know, application in other languages.
And in fact, the likelihood, Cheryl, here for the record, I'm sorry, Carlton, but
go ahead, Cheryl. Go ahead. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Interaction mode here. The likelihood of that happening in one of the six UN languages is extraordinarily small. Six UN languages in the main, not really going to be overlapping to what we would probably predict should be the local languages of the places and spaces that we would assume the needy applicants would be coming from.
That is precisely why I thought the issue was important, because it depends on where you start. Thank you. Carla, can you go ahead? I'm sorry.
Yes, so this is Carla for the record. Yes, so you said that the likelihood of the support in other languages is very small. So I think that having documents, like some kind of a guidebook for the applicant, for the needy applicants. It's something that is going to be done. So this is not an issue to be done in six United Nations languages. Now, we can question whether the six United Nations languages are exactly the languages that are needed for the for this type of applicants, depending on the countries that were selected. You know, so that's a separate issue, whether or not this is the right selection of languages is something that we need to look into carefully. But then the other issue is that if we have an evaluation panel, I'm calling evaluation panel, but, you know, just making up a word here, or, you know, a group of community evaluators, somebody that is going to look into this needy applicant to see whether or not they qualify for this program, for the support program, then it's a separate issue whether or not this group has the capability to handle languages and what languages they have the capability to handle. So maybe one of the criteria for an evaluation panel could be languages.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Are there any other comments on this issue? Okay, there be no comments. Might I ask the same question that we asked, refund and funding? Do members on this call now feel that this content that is era that is led by Elaine is good and sufficient to be moved into the draft final report document? Alan, you are on the board, sir. Alan, probably you're on mute. You have the floor.
Sorry, you must have said I could speak while the mute off message was coming through. I, as with the previous one, I personally don't care if it is moved now or moved next week. I want a definitive email to go out with something in capital letters saying last call type thing or semi-last call just to notify people that we hope not to be able to have to redo this 12 times again in the short time we have available.
Yep.
We will do that again, Alan. We will do that again. We send out the email again, and once it's moved, we'd send out an email again that says, this is where the last the final draft document is. Look at it in its entirety. It's building as we speak. Make your comments and drop dead on July 31st. We will do that.
Treat the outcomes, Cheryl, for the record here, Carlton.
Yes.
Treat the outcomes of this work team's text development and deliberation, in other words, what Elaine's done and what Avery has done in an identical way, I'm fine with.
Yes, that's exactly how we're going to do it, Cheryl. No difference. At least that's what I'm proposing, that the staff will help us to put out that document, and we will start with the skeleton from the MR2 report, which have most of the items that are consensus. Then we put these ones that we are now almost at consensus decision. We look at them in full together, and we make our comments there so that we will meet the deadline. That's the intent.
Okay.
So there be no further comment on this. We are going to ask staff to treat this piece of work from Elaine with the substantive comments included and updated by Elaine, the same way we have the piece by Avery. Okay. I don't know if all of you have seen the response to my email that was done by Tijani. But the substantive comment from Tijani to the email that I sent out earlier was that he was not so sure that we have completed the criteria question, because he thinks that while we have subjective criteria, we need objective criteria. Am I paraphrasing you correctly, Tijani? You can jump in here.
Okay, thank you, Carlton. It was a worry that I had since the beginning when this text was put on the wiki. It was put at the very end of the milestone report drafting. The problem for me is that with this text, we may provide support to those who don't need it, and we may don't give support to people who really need it. I explained very well on the email, and it's better to read the email because when you speak, it's not the same when you write. I explained very well why I have this worry. The paragraph 3.2 says that we need the applicants need to provide materials to the administrators that explain the constraints that the applicant is have to apply. And they explain it as technical, as administrative, etc., etc. I don't think that we need to assess those elements, because they are those elements are things that you can get with money. The point here is the financial need. People who don't, you can have a rich one that don't have all those elements. He can buy them. So the question is how to evaluate, how to assess the financial need. For me, this paragraph doesn't give real elements for this, and we'll give it to the administrator to assess it subjectively, not objectively, because there is not objective elements for assessment. This is my point in this element. I have other points in my email concerning the bundling and other things, but this is the point that Carlton raised now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Is there anyone? Andrew, you have your hand up, sir. You have the floor.
Thanks, Carlton. Andrew Mack for the transcript. I'm just trying to understand. So, Tijani, your concern is that is it the targeting of any assistance that that we want to make sure that funds go to the people that need them the most? Is that correct? And that you think that we need to do a more complete job of trying to set out those criteria so that we don't leave it ambiguous? If that's what you're saying, that does make sense. We are also talking about other kinds of potential assistance, though, right? One being in price cuts, which and then the other one would be in terms of in-kind support. How would you see those factoring into your question? Thanks.
Johnny, you want to respond to Andrew?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, Andrew. The criteria is to decide whether the applicant will get support or not. And if the applicant will get support, there is a lot of kinds of support, that, as we detailed it in our successive reports. So what I am talking about is the gate to enter to this program. Thank you.
Okay. Can I then ask a question to Johnny so the people can focus on it? the concern is how much money you have to show you have before you can be admitted to the program. Would that be a clearer way to ask the question?
Yes, thank you, Carlton. How can you prove that you are needy? How can you prove that you need money to apply?
Yes.
This is the question. And even if you don't have administrative means, if you don't have technical staff, it is not a problem, because if you have money, you can buy it. You can hire the best staff in the world.
Yes, sir, I hear you. So that's the question for this group. Alan, you have your hand up, so you have the floor.
Thank you. We've gone into this one a number of times. Several times people have proposed arbitrary measures, and each time they have been shot down by others saying, but this sort of group, which is clearly needy, cannot meet that criteria. There's a wealth of experience in the world of providing funds to organizations, to NGOs and to various other types of organizations, some of which have absolute amounts of money but need support anyway. And I think we need to go out of this group, and we need to put enough words in our document so ICANN can consult with appropriate people to come up with some sort of measure, either that is quantitative or that is qualitative and subjective, but nevertheless something that can be dealt with by evaluation organizations. I'm not convinced we're going to come up in the next week with the magic metric which is going to address the issue. We need to define the type of thing we need, and ICANN staff, I think, needs to be charged with coming up with the absolute thing that is going to be given to the external evaluators, assuming that's...
No.
Thank you.
No. Thank you, Alan. Can I then ask you, sir, I totally agree with you, and can I ask you if you could reproduce those words you have in a neat little two-sentence and put it to the wiki in this area?
I could try. I'm traveling until sometime late Thursday, so whether I can get that done for Friday or not, I'm not sure, but I will try.
Well, not even if you don't get it for Friday done, but I think that's the way it ought to...
I'll take the task with the understanding it may not be there until next Tuesday or until the end of Friday or something like that. Thank you.
That's fine. Tijani, I think Alan said most of what is it. We've been through that. I'm not sure that we are competent to decide what is the threshold here, and maybe we should approach it just like Alan. That's why I'm asking.
It's Alan again, for the record. Nor should we worry too much about whether it's subjective or objective. I think we know what the intent is, and we know there are plenty of instances in the world where people manage to do this well, or sometimes well, sometimes not well. But, you know, we're not reinventing anything here.
Thank you, Alan, because that's my second point. I don't think we should worry too much about grouping them into subjective criteria or objective criteria. I just think that we should put up as many as we think are useful, and those that we don't know for sure, we should say it the way Alan just said it. That's my feeling on this.
Tijani has a rebuttal, it looks like.
Tijani, you have the hand up. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. My main, if you want, objective is to have criteria that prevent to give the support to people who doesn't have to get this support, and trying to give it to the real needy applicants. Don't forget that even in the last resolution of the board, they are talking about support to the developing country applicants. So they are always speaking about the needy community, the needy people. So we have to be sure that we will give it to the needy people. When I speak about objective and not subjective, I mean that I don't want it to be up to someone who decide on something that is that you don't have anything to say it is wrong or it is right. This is the problem. I don't say we have to give the threshold. We can not give the threshold, but at least define what are the criteria. What are the elements of judgment? You understand? If we let it to the willing or to the understanding or to the evaluation of one people or some people, I am not sure it will be really objective. Really, the support will go really to the needy applicants. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Alan, you have your hand up. You have the floor, sir.
Yes, just a clarification of what Tijani said. He said we need to. I think ICANN and the other donors need to. We need to put in place, we need to specify to ICANN what they need to do to get to that stage. No one's arguing about the endpoint. We don't want gaming on this kind of thing. We don't want to give money to people who don't need it, and we prefer not to miss the really needy ones because we got the specifics of the thresholds wrong. I don't know whether it's then going to end up being subjective or objective, and I don't know who it is that we're going to use to do the final evaluations of yes, you need it, no, you don't. But the endpoint is clear, and I think that's what we need to make as clear as possible, and any guidance we can provide to ICANN staff in doing this is good. If we can't provide the detailed guidance, we need to specify to some extent how they get it. And I don't think we're going to come closer than that.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani, you have your hand up, so you have a response.
Yes, thank you. When I say we need, we working group that we were ordered by the board to find a way, a sustainable way to help those people. That's my understanding. We are proposing. For sure, we are not deciding. We are proposing, and my feeling is to propose something that we are convinced in. That's it. I am not deciding. We are not deciding. That's sure.
It's Alan. I just think that we're going past the threshold of something that this working group with the expertise we have can do, so we need to define it carefully enough so I can
pick it up.
Find the right people to help.
Alan, I am not talking about threshold. I am talking about elements of
judgment. I'm not disagreeing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We 5 past the hour. We started a little late, as you recall. Yes.
Sorry, Cheryl. Here, my internet's
yes.
out, so I'm no longer in the IC room.
Yes, Cheryl. Go ahead.
This is a hugely important issue that's been raised with Tijani's email and with Alan's response. Which I'm very comfortable with the way that Alan is proposing how we approach this, just by the way. Can we make sure that we give sufficient time on, for example, our Tuesday, if Alan may not have any draft texts by the Friday, agenda to really discuss this? Because it's going to be an incredibly important thing, and it's something that we need to get the wording right on, because in our final report, what, in my totally biased view, we should be doing is spending a great deal of energy in making sure that the community that we are representing, our views, are saying to ICANN, i.e. the board, in consideration of how the ascertainment of what is or is not a needy applicant, the following issues we believe are paramount. We're not suggesting that, you know, I can go out and try and develop skill sets to do it. It's quite probable that it should be externally sourced, but we do need to set where the edges of the paddock, we believe, should be fenced in, and to that end, I think we're going to need some conversation, but perhaps, Alan, if you could pop your draft text onto a wiki space and throw it at the email list, I would like to think that it's a topic that would get a fair amount of comment and discussion going in preparation for whichever meeting we discuss it at. Thank you.
I'll do that, and thank you for those words, which when I listen to the transcript, will make their way into the document.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. That is what I thought would come out of it. If you notice, Tijani put it to the list in a response to my question. I'm happy to see that we have some traction. We are asking each and every one of us, if you have additional comments, please make it to the list. We are even suggesting to you that you may have comments like Cheryl's that might illuminate Alan's agreement to prepare some words for the report. So if you have it, please put it to the list. That's where we would love to see it. And if you have specific language, include those too. And if you...
Yeah, Carlton, I'm not on Adobe anymore. If Tijani can either resend that message he referred to or point to the time and date it was sent, because it
sounds
like...
This was this morning.
This morning, okay, fine.
Yes, and it's on the list.
Okay, then no problem, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm just imploring everyone again, please use the process that we are severally agreed and get the your responses out to Tijani. I'm sure that Tijani would be willing to answer as he has answered me, and we can move it along. Thank you very much. It's the 9 minutes past the hour. We are way past the top of the hour. I think we have to close this call. I think we have made some substantial movement. We are going to ask staff to begin to do the movements of the content from us into a space that we will begin to formulate the final report. Our drafters will be working in concert with staff in doing this, and we hope by next week we will have something for us to look at again in detail in a more holistic manner. Thank you, one and all. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you,
thank you,
Ricardo.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.